You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was talking about how this past week, I took some days off last week because a buddy of mine flew out that I hadn't seen in a while. I would call him my closest guy friend, Milo. And got to spend, like 4 or 5 days with he and his bride, Sharon. And I was telling Jeremy off the air, I said, you know, I tend to cycle my friends about every 7 years. So there's not a whole lot that I
do they cycle
say.
You?
Or maybe. Well, actually, yes. It is a two-way street.
100%.
I have cycled out of them, and I have been cycled out.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Which is normal.
There's just no doubt. So I don't have a whole lot that I could say are long-lasting friendships, especially in terms of, you know, how do you define a friendship like that? Like in this study that we're going to get into here, they found that half of us see our closest friend at least once a week, and a third of us text them at least once a day. I don't have anybody
Holy
like
crap.
That.
No.
There is no friend of mine that I see once a week. I'm lucky if I see them a couple times a year.
Well,
and
I'm
not
thinking
kidding.
About that. I'm pretty good friends with my buddy Matt, and I do see him about once a week, but it's just usually at our kids' sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like
that
we're
counts.
Hanging out.
Yeah,
so I
counts.
Do see him, and I will say that we don't text daily, but we send each other inappropriate things on Instagram every single day. Every day we will be exchanging memes or whatever on Instagram. Every day.
You guys, I have to say, you two guys are adorable.
I wake up to them, actually. It's like, ding, 2 messages from Matt. I'm like, oh, those are pretty funny. It's kind of a fun way to start the day.
Well, so the survey went on to list the top ingredients for a long-lasting friendship. Your longest-lasting friendship would probably be Surratt, wouldn't it be?
I was doing the math on that. I think I've known Mr. Surratt since 1992, so we are at the 30-year mark. 30 years.
You're a 30-year friendship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dang.
It's a long time.
As far as staying in touch at all, there's one for me that goes back to high school, but one really from high school. Others that I know.
Yeah.
And if I run into them, great. That's fine. But otherwise, I'd say one from high school, and that's it. One and done.
But like with Surratt, I talk to him maybe every couple months. We'll exchange a message or something like that. But still truly like my dearest best friend.
Are you curious? Well, why wouldn't Matt now be your best friend?
He's just a friend. Best friend, 30 years, that is a best friend.
Here's what I think has happened.
He's a new friend.
I think you have supplanted your best friend, but you feel like that is a slight or a slap to Surratt, but it's just the way, it's just the circle of life.
No, he's just, Matt is a good friend. Matt's a good friend.
If you have a guy that you are sending messages to twice a day, every single day, you see him weekly, and then there's Surratt, who maybe you can go 6 months without seeing or talking to him.
Yeah.
Sorry, you got a new best friend.
More of a backstory with Surratt, though, and memories and stories.
You can
and
have backstories with good close friends. I'm not saying he's not a good friend,
but
he's no longer your BFF.
I will say I tried to reach out to Surratt multiple times because I had Pearl Jam tickets and I wanted him to go with me, and I didn't hear from him for 3 weeks.
Right, and who did you end up taking?
Matt.
Okay, thank
One
you.
One text so, message, you want to go? He's like, hell yeah,
Matt
I'm in.
Is your new best friend, and you need to stop worrying that that is a slight to Surratt, because guess what? You're not his new, you're his current best friend either.
Oh, I doubt that.
Twice a year you guys talk? That's not your best friend. So compared to the guy that it's daily?
I don't know.
You got to get over that.
Give me
that.
The list. I feel fine. Don't paint me with all these emotions. I am perfectly fine.
You're upset that you would ever say that Surratt is not your best friend because you are a man of tradition and ritual, and so you don't want to give up calling him your best friend.
Let me tell you what stung a little bit. The reason he didn't message me back, Surratt's huge into cybersecurity. That's his life, cybersecurity. Yeah. He apparently has a bunch of hoops you got to jump through to reach him because he scrambles numbers and all this stuff. And he's got like a safe list for people to call and text.
And you ain't on it.
I wasn't on the safe list.
Yeah,
thank you. I had to reach out to his sister to get a hold of him.
Yeah.
What? How did I not end up on the safe list?
So I think we just need to determine he's a good friend.
Okay.
He's an old friend.
An old friend.
He's not your best friend.
All right.
So let it be written.
I'm not saying it.
So
I'm
let
not
it be
saying
done.
It.
Well, I know because you don't want to. You don't like change, and that is that,
is that
hurts
why?
Your feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You know it's true.
Wish I was on the safe list. That's all.
Those of you listening, how long have you been friends with, say, your longest lasting friend, and what ingredients go into the making of a long lasting friendship? They surveyed thousands of people. I don't think there's anything in this that is earth-shattering, but let's just go through the list quick.
Okay.
Trust.
A pinch of trust.
Your friendship could be at risk if you ever break each other's trust.
Well, yeah.
Number two, listening to each other.
Oh, I can see
this is starting to sound like
stupid.
This is starting to sound like relationship stuff.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it? Trust, listening to each other, supporting each other, loyalty, always being there when you need them. Are these friends or are these lovers?
Oh my gosh, that's what this is.
You have a similar sense of humor.
That's a biggie, though. That's a big one.
I agree.
But yeah, all these can translate into relationships.
Number seven, you're thoughtful toward each other. This is starting to sound like friends with benefits to me.
You remember my birthday. Let's do it.
I'm not even going to do the rest of the list.
Everybody's been waiting.
Here, take any list you've ever heard for a love affair, you know, like a relationship, and just apply it to the friends because apparently it's the same list.
Well, what would we put on it then? You got to go out drinking together?
Here's what goes on a long-lasting friend thing that wouldn't be on the relationship one. You need to be able to talk about your relationship openly and honestly with this person and have them give you honest feedback.
That's pretty good.
So you need to be able to get with your best friend, Matt, and tell him stuff about Nicole and know that it's a safe place where you can gripe about your wife.
Well, I don't think I'll do that because the wives are friends too, so something will happen.
Well, there's a level of trust on both sides, though. He has to be able to do the same with you, and you guys don't go scurrying back and tell your wives, oh.
Well, that's not going to happen, so... I tell Nick Nack like everything. So even though, you know what's weird is I actually have two friends. I mean, let's use air quotes friends that I've known since kindergarten. And I still text with one of them fairly regularly. So I've known her, Terry, my friend Terry, since kindergarten. And then I have another friend named Megan that I've known since kindergarten. And we used to hang out and do all sorts of things. She got married, and, you know, we would hang out with her and her spouse and da-da-da-da. Our friendship has kind of fizzled out, but now she's, like, best friends with Nicole. So that's kind of weird and kind of awkward that I've known somebody since kindergarten, and now she has morphed into just being my friend, my wife's friend, versus friends with me.
I don't know what to do with that information.
I know. It's just kind of weird to me. Just kind of a fun fact, talking about friends. It's weird.
There are several people I know who have friends that go back to kindergarten, and that blows my mind because
I don't have
a single person I'm in touch with from before I was 16 years
old. Yeah, but you've hopped around the planet quite a bit, and you've moved, and you know maybe that has something to do with those friendships and relationships fizzling out, where I am still in Littleton, where I was born and raised for 1,000 years, and those two people are still in Littleton, so I think naturally you're still going to stay connected.
See, that also blows my mind, and this is completely off topic, but who cares, because this is the Dom and Jeremy show, and we always go off topic, and it blows my mind that you were born, raised, will live every day of your life, and die in Littleton without ever leaving that town.
Pretty much. I don't have plans to leave. I mean, we've talked about it so many times, but...
I can't wrap my brain around that.
I love
it. Even when I moved, you know, in 33 years of living in Denver, I lived in, starting with Lakewood, then Littleton, then the city of Denver, then Littleton again, then Castle Rock, then Aurora.
God, you've hopped all over.
No, then Denver again.
What are you running from? Are you running from something?
Mostly people.
Do you owe people money? What's good?
No, there's nothing to do with money.
You know where to find me.